Ladies and gentlemen, yes, once again, the world famous, now legendary, James Whale radio show podcast. Thank you very much. A very warm welcome to you. Rob is here, the controls, as usual.
Yes, I'm playing with the knobs now.
Good man, good man. So what is the difference, please, if we start off with what is the difference between a podcast and a radio show? I'm beginning to not understand. People say, well, I'm a podcaster. I thought it was just typed out stuff.
Editing is the difference.
Editing?
Yes.
What?
A podcast is an edited radio show.
It's an edited radio show.
Yeah, they take out the boring bits, chop it down, add bits in, a bit like what we do.
So this is a podcast?
Yeah, it's a podcast, and then it's so good that the radio stations put us out. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. It's a radio station, radio show, podcast, because there's not much f***ing editing in this, is there?
No, there's no editing whatsoever.
Fabulous. Fabulous, darling, fabulous. So where should we start off? Should we start off with the doom and gloom of the autumn statement, interesting? Do we want to start off about the fact that I wasn't invited to Nigel's party at the Ritz Hotel? Where do we start?
Well, surely the autumn statement is just more leaves are falling off the trees, isn't it?
Well, I could tell you that. I could tell you that. But, you know, the problem is that now all those people who voted to leave the European Union, and I blame David Cameron for this, first of all, as everybody knows, we're beginning to see the reality of the whole thing. I mean, being asked, first of all, to vote on whether you wanted to leave the European Union or not, without knowing what the consequences could be and what the terms could be, it's a bit like asking turkeys to vote for Christmas, isn't it?
I don't think they'd vote. I think they'd abstain.
Well, exactly. I think if we've been told, well, if we vote to leave the European Union, there are going to be costs because we have to unravel our laws from theirs. We have to renegotiate treaties. There will be quite a lot of costs. And we should have been given all this information before we were asked to vote. And unfortunately, sadly, an enormous amount of people went out there and voted because they're xenophobic and wanted not to have any foreigners around them.
What a shame.
Well, yes, it's a shame. And now they're going to mess this country up. That's the problem. They are going to affect the economy of this country. Because when all said and done, and you still get some of the idiots go, oh, it's going to be much better. You know, the world is a small place. And yes, the European Union is a waste of space run by idiots in suits who really have no business being there. I fully agree with all of that. All needs to be changed. But once we leave, they're just going to carry on their own sweet way. And we will not be able to change them. And what happens? What happens in the future? I'll tell you what happens in the future. People start losing tempers with each other because, you know, they fall out. And then war ensues. And don't tell me it can't happen. It's happened many, many times on this continent, not for the generations living now, although, of course, there are quite a few who remember the last war, the last big war with Germany, although arguably, and we've spoken about it on this program before, there are still many conflicts, some just as bloody, just as vile, just as nasty in different parts of the world. You know, we live in an unsafe world, and I think we've made it unsafer. And you still see these smug bastards, usually in their suits, saying, oh, yes, well, this will be better, that'll be better, everything will be. Well, you know, they just have no idea what ordinary life is like for people who you want to go out, you want to earn a few bob, you want to try and supply somewhere for your family to live, you want to try and, you know, have a reasonable life without upsetting or hurting anyone. And what happens? Politicians get in the flipping way. Why are you so quiet?
Because I was letting you have your flow.
Yeah, well, you know, I stopped, and I thought you might chip in.
Oh, I've learnt my lesson about chipping in.
Yeah, probably just as well. And we're going to be trillions in debt for many years to come. I don't understand the economics either. If we want to be on our own, really, and not worry about the rest of the world, why don't we just start printing some money and handing it out to people?
It's very hard to print those new plastic ones. I've tried.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you were experimenting. Did it not work?
No, it didn't work. All the ink ran off.
Oh, what a shame. Oh, well, never mind. Right, so what else is going on in the world, I suppose? Here's the other thing, people getting their flipping knickers in a twist. You know, a few hundred million on restoring Buckingham Palace. Well, it's a great idea. Of course it has to be restored. It's a national treasure. It's a monument. It is, by the way, a public building.
Yeah.
Why a few of these so-called Republicans or anti-royalists, I think they should all be flung in the tower myself, moaning about it, you know, oh, well, why doesn't she pay for it? Well, as far as I understand it, the money is coming from revenue generated by the royal household or the whatever the royals own, which arguably is what the state owns anyway. And quite frankly, I think it should have been done quite a few years ago. I don't actually understand the government are responsible for the palaces, not the royal family. They don't make any money out of them. They couldn't sell. You know, this is just stupid people again. Usually people who have never managed to amount to much in their lives.
Can't we get a European grant to do Buckingham Palace?
Yeah, well, we could try because we're still in the European Union. It'd be bloody good idea to try, but I don't think we'll go very far. The interesting thing, though, is 300 odd million to do it up, long needed. The Queen's going to stay there. I wouldn't stay there. I'd go and live somewhere else. But going back to what I was going to say, could you imagine the Queen says, oh, I'm fed up with Buckingham Palace. I'm going to sell it. I've had a very good offer from the Saudi Arabians.
Ooh, that won't go down well.
Well, no, and it wouldn't be allowed, and she wouldn't be allowed to sell it in the same way she couldn't sell Windsor Castle or Sandringham or anywhere else. These are all properties that are, if you like, looked after by the royal family for the country. It's all part of the country. Ah, it just annoys me how thick and stupid some people are. By the way, if you want to get in touch with the programme and give me your thoughts, you know the email address, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. The address is
jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
Thank you very much indeed to all those who contribute to keeping this podcast on the straight and narrow, this radio programme, radio stations who, of course, pay us a few shekels for it. Well, some do. Others it's difficult to get it out of. We've had terrible trouble in North Korea.
Yeah, finances are a bit tight there, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they take the programme, put it out, and we ask them for you know, a few bob. And all we get is threats from some rather podgy-looking bloke with a dodgy haircut.
Ooh. Yeah, what? Nothing.
That's what you called him. Yeah, anyway, thank you very much indeed for that. And for people who go and click on PayPal and make us a donation, it's a very gratefully accepted. Soon, more advertising will appear on the programme. Do we get money if you click on and make sure you watch the advertising?
Well, it's a radio program, so
oh yeah, so it is, so listen to it.
Yeah, listen to it. I'm sure. Yeah, you're forced to listen to an advert, aren't you? And you can fast forward.
No, don't.
Oh yeah, don't.
I can tell if you fast forward.
Yeah, we can tell, and we'll yeah, rewind you.
Yeah, so when the ads start going in, can you make sure you listen to them? That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, it's only 30 seconds of your life.
Yeah, well, I hope they sell more than just one or two.
Well, then there'll be a gap, and then there'll be another 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Oh, got a tweet in. hang on. All right, okay. Just tweeting about what I'm tweeting about at the moment. You can follow us on Twitter, at The James Whale Show. And you can follow me at The James Whale as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I tell? I've got another. You know, I've got a radio show on the BBC Saturday mornings now, generated by BBC Radio Kent. Well, now it's been going on for years. You can join me there on a Saturday morning, wherever you happen to be. Did you know I've got this new show on Talk Radio?
Tell me about that, because I've heard rumours.
Yeah, funnily enough, I Talk Radio. Just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not for anybody, really, because we've got this show and the other. And I do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 7 in the evening. And I, you know, just do, well, I suppose what I used to do on talk radio. And that bloke, Ash, he's still there.
You don't work Fridays because you're shopping at Asda. And if Tesco's want to have you as a customer, then they could just pay us, can't they? Yeah.
Exactly. That's a very good point. Mm. Now, I did want to get some of those annoyed emails on the programme. Have you got some or not?
No, I haven't got any.
Why not? I didn't have any, did we?
We did, but, you know, we haven't had any this week. And the ones we had, hang on.
You said we did, and then you said we haven't. So which is it?
We did have some people annoyed previously, and they were related to topics we spoke about ages ago, so I didn't see the point in reading them out because it wouldn't make any sense.
Okay.
But we didn't have any this week.
Well, here's one to get you going. Well, hold on just a minute. Oh dear. Ooh. Oh, that's better. Sorry, I had an itch right in the middle of my back. Ah, that's better. Yeah. That honey monster on the X Factor, the honey monster on the X Factor.
Yeah, you told me to stop voting, and I did.
Yeah, you did. And I nearly got rid of her this week.
Well, there you go. See, it proves my vote counts.
Yeah, and I want everybody to keep on not voting because she cannot be allowed. It cannot be allowed to carry on. It's the most annoying thing there is.
See, now, I thought, you know, it was reasonably entertaining in my own sort of weird way. But the one, the sing-off that she sang the other night, that was terrible. Oh, that was absolutely terrible. Anyone who sings like that should definitely be out.
You cannot say what that woman does when she grunts around, if she is a woman, grunts around the stage, is singing. It is not singing.
No, all right. Rapping.
I've had to arrange to go out the weekend now.
You can watch Strictly Come That
Prancing.
That's it. That's the one. Yeah. That's all.
We've got to get bowls off there as well. It's really annoying. Can we just, nobody vote for those people, please?
Just everyone stop voting. They'll soon take it off our tellies.
Yeah, well, if you stop voting, I mean, it would be a lot better, and then I could watch it with a little more enjoyment.
Have you been watching I'm a Celebrity?
Well, I'm on the radio a lot of the time that's on, but I get little bits of it, and Mrs. W keeps me informed about what's going on. And Martin Roberts, who also has a show, by the way, weekends on talk radio, he's got to stop crying and moaning, and he's got to shut the flip up as well. I mean, he'd go bing, 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 all the time, bing, 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 all the time.
I've not seen any of it.
No. Did I behave like that?
Well, you've not been
in CBB? No, of course not. You have to be dignified when you go on these things.
Yeah, dignified.
Slop some coffee over people. It's just annoying. You want to get in touch, you've got any problems, jameswellradio@gmail.com. When are we going to get our app?
Well, I've got the app.
Yeah, but I haven't.
Better put the app out, I suppose. I'll upload it to Apple probably over Christmas. When I'm bored. Christmas Day, I'll upload it. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've got a little story to tell this, and then we'll take some music. I have I nearly lost it yesterday. Car was parked in London in a car park I quite often use because it's cheap. And I always park, you know, when you park in a car park, if the place I like to park is always vacant, I park it there. And it's kind of one and a half spaces. I mean, one space is it's all because there are overhead things anyway, so it's always, you couldn't park anything else there, and it's bollarded. And I was kind of going slightly diagonally so the back of the car doesn't stick out. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yes.
And I parked there for years. I got back yesterday, and there's a flipping big sticker over my windscreen saying, please see the attendant before moving.
Oh, dear.
Next to the sticker, there's a little plastic bag with what, you know, looks like a ticket in it.
Okay.
Bearing in mind, I had just paid, because you have to pay to get your car out when you come back, before I'd gone to the car.
Right.
All right. So I open this, and I am obviously fairly annoyed at this time because I don't like Jobsworths, as you know.
Yeah, that's why I don't do a good job.
Yeah. So I get back to the I go back to the kiosk with this. I've undone the ticket thing. You know, they have them, those little cellophane things they stick on your windscreen.
Yeah.
And so I've undone that, looked at it, and very small writing. And, you know, other things I'm thinking about now. I'm looking at it, I'm reading through it, blah, 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 where it is, borough of such. Oh, it looks very official, very official. And then in small writing it says at the bottom, there will be nothing to pay. I'm thinking, what? There will be nothing to pay? So I go to the chap in the kiosk. Say, look, mate, this is stuck all over my windscreen. And this, what is it? Oh, yes, we've had a lot of people complain about the way you're parked. Name one. I beg your pardon. Name one. Do what? Name one of the people who complained. Who's complained? We've had lots of people complain. Why? I said, well, why would anybody complain? My car isn't obstructing anyone, is it? Well, I'm just telling you, in future, park prop. I said, nobody speaks to me that way. I've never let people speak to me that way.
No.
You sound like a maniac school. And I got my phone out and filmed him then. I got really angry. Really angry. What is society coming to with people to... You know, are they flipping bored because they've got nothing else to do? That you go around sticking things on people's cars? I mean, had I left it in somebody's way and nobody could park and it was obstructing a parking space, absolutely fine. It wasn't. I think this little toad had just got nothing better to do.
Shocking.
Tried to get on my talk radio show last night.
Did he?
No, he didn't, unfortunately. I said, he rang up and said, oh, blah, 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 blah. I didn't like the way I was spoken to. Yeah. Well, if you go around sticking things on my car, trust me, the way I speak to you will be the last thing you need to worry about.
Isn't that criminal damage, sticking things
on? Well, I was thinking that. I mean, surely I could do somebody for criminal damage.
Yeah, especially if it leaves a residue.
Yeah. Well, I was fuming. You know how these things, silly things like this, annoy you, don't they, for the day?
Yeah, they do. Fly posting, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, if you see, yes. Or those bloody chuggers, you know, the people who want to get you to give them your credit card details to give money. We talked about them before, I won't go on about that now, but oh, yeah. Anyway, so I think what we'll do on the James Whale Radio Show is we'll have some music. Now, these are the Hamiltons. Yes, they used to be in politics. Oh, yeah. It's not them, is it?
No, it's not them, no.
Oh, it's not them. Oh, okay. But these are the Hamiltons, and this is a track called Take the Hit.
Yes.
there we are. Those were the Hamiltons and Take the Hit. Rather nice. If you would like to have a piece of music exposed on the James Whale Radio Show, then all you need to do is, why employ people and not give them something to do? Rob?
Yep, you could email me at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Include the MP3 permission to play and we'll have a listen. If it's rubbish, we still might play it.
Yeah, because, you know, what we think is rubbish need not necessarily be rubbish. I mean, I think that honey monster disgusting thing on is complete and utter bile, but some of you seem to like it for some strange reason.
When she gets her single out, I'll get a copy and we'll play it.
I'd kind of rather we didn't, but there we are. I can imagine she's, you know, people will be queuing up to see it perform. Oh, let's change the subject. Can we change the subject?
Yeah, let's do something else.
Yeah, what's this about Asda? I presume that means Asda.
No, advertising agency.
Oh, the advertising standards agency.
That's the one, yeah.
Oh, right. They have banned the Heinz tin tapping advert.
Yes. Yeah, that's the one. Yep.
Now, this is because I like that. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it's quite catchy.
Hashtag learn the can song, which is what the tapping tune was called. Learn the can song. Apparently, due to health and safety, because 9 people complained. What do these people complain about?
You might cut your finger on the tin.
Oh, for flip's sake.
Yep.
I might trip over a paving stone when I walk out of my house. Are we going to ban paving stones?
I know.
This is just stupid.
There we are. 9 people.
Why don't the Advertising Standards Agency go and get themselves something decent to do? Get them on the phone.
Yeah,
9 people complain they might cut their finger. Oh, I'm so sorry, you might cut your finger. I'm complaining because you might cut your finger.
Or they could trip over the can.
Yeah, or, as I have done, making beans on toast one day and in my pants, don't ask, in my pants in the kitchen,
yeah,
dropped the can on my toe and nearly broke my toe. It was but, you know, I don't want them banned.
Well, surely in that way that the ASA would actually ban it, full stop, because of all those possibilities.
The Advertising Standards Authority have banned the Heinz baked beans advert, the one where they tap the tin, because 9 lame brains complained.
Should we play the advert for them?
Yes. Before we play this, we would like to warn listeners that there is the possibility you could cause injury by misusing a Heinz baked bean tin. So please, we would stress, when trying to emulate this commercial or when using a Heinz baked beans tin, you should be very, and I repeat, very careful.
Come warm your bones, make yourself
at home, darling, smile, we're right as rain. Oh, we all need love, that simple love, and we are whole again.
The still of night by the desktop light,
we can dream
a dream that never ends. Oh, we all need love, that sweet, sweet love that makes us whole again.
Yes, I need you, darling, come what may. You're the strength that gets me through the day.
Meet me at the old cafe.
I'm on my way.
Oh, we're whole again.
We're whole again.
We're whole again. Oh. Yes, we are whole again.
Shall we do tech talk now? Because I had a look at what you want to talk about, and I thought, yeah, that's my kind of thing.
Okay, are we ready for tech talk?
Well, I am.
Okay. I don't know how to phrase this, because I'm not going to say that word.
What word?
The
blow job.
Yeah, that word.
How can the word blow and the word job be offensive?
It's like blow football, isn't it, really?
Unless you actually use this terminology, there is no point in you talking about this particular issue.
Okay. Oral sex with your coffee.
That's better.
See, I've redone it.
Why didn't you do that in the first place?
You know, late at night. I had a lot of things on my mind.
Yeah, I'm sure. Go on.
There's a guy called Bradley Charvet or Shovet. Is that his name? Charvet?
Well, if it's written on my screen, it is Charvet, not Shovet. C-H-A-R-V-E-T. Charvet.
Well, apparently he wants to open a new coffee shop in Paddington in London. Right. And you can go in and buy your coffee, and for an extra £50, you can have sex with a cyborg.
A cyborg?
Yeah, like a robot.
And do these things exist?
They do, yes. They do. So
really?
Yeah.
What do they look like? Are they fanciable?
They're not my cup of tea. they look human. And you go in, you pick the robot you
the
like.
The one you like the look of.
The like look of, but you pay your money, sip a few sips of coffee.
Coffees.
And perform your duty and go
off
about your business. Yeah.
That's a rather interesting. I'm going to look into that. That's rather interesting.
About 3 or 4 months ago, it was in the news previously, but he was going to use real humans, and I assume there's some law against that, so he's come out with it at a different angle, which I assume makes it okay. So, yeah, it's no good for me, of course.
No good for you. Maybe we should talk to Bradley. Maybe he'd be a good guest on the programme.
Yeah, because obviously I don't drink coffee, so...
No, but I drink gallons of it. So it'd be very good for me. Anyway, films, that was Tech Talk, was it? So there's likely to be cyborg hookers in a coffee shop in Paddington, which is in London, big railway station, just in case anyone wondered and wanted to know directions. Jump in any cab, they'll take you there. So what about movies? Have you seen any this week?
Yes, I finally went to see the new Harry Pottery thingy movie, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. I saw that in IMAX 3D. It was all right.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it was all
right. Then. Yeah, it was just another Harry Pottery style movie. Very long, a bit silly, but, you know, I could see it. You know, for Harry Potter fans, I could see the sort of, yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it didn't float my boat that much.
You see, I've never... I'm sorry, and I must be one of the few, but I just find Harry Potter tedious.
I think he's a good actor. I think the
No, not him. No, the whole the movie and the whole. I mean, it's a great idea. It was obviously very inventive. J.K. Rowling's very inventive brain and mind and everything else. And I've never read one of the books, I must confess. But the movies just seem to go on and on and on, and it's one cliche after another.
I remember sitting through the first one in pain because I wanted to go to the toilet, but the film just wouldn't end.
Well, I saw, I don't, you know, I saw it on DVD. Well, I didn't see it because I fell asleep. I watched, you know, the first bit of it, and when I thought it was the first bit, it was about an hour and a half gone. I thought, well, we don't seem to be getting anywhere.
You don't. It's 8 movies, and the last movie's in 2 parts. It's just so strung out. I mean, it 3 movies.
The movie
best.
Has to have an ending for me.
Well, it did have an ending. He died.
Who? Harry Potter?
Yeah, but then he came back alive again.
I was going to say, I don't need to watch it at all, ever.
No.
Okay, right, let's move on to something else. You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. If you want to get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. I tell you what we talked about last week, and about prostitution and cannabis on my radio show, because a number of politicians are now beginning to realise that cannabis is going to be part of people's lives, whether politicians like it or not. And got me thinking, we had a debate on the subject that, you know, prohibition doesn't work, making drugs illegal. If you made coffee and alcohol illegal and nicotine, people would still use it. They would still find it, people who want to. You know, unfortunately, that's the way it is. We all like things we shouldn't have. Look, I can't eat one Smartie. I have to eat the whole tube. And it's very embarrassing. And so it is time, isn't it? Even politicians now beginning to realise this. The police realised it a long time ago, although not a lot of them will admit it, but they will privately, but not publicly, that we have to decriminalise at least or probably legalise illegal drugs to take them away from the world of crime. Crime will still be involved, but nowhere near as much as it is now. And also the fact that we haven't even allowed cannabis to be used for medical uses. That didn't sound right, did it? We have not legalized medical cannabis, which they have in many other countries. The US, some US states have legalized cannabis, and I don't understand why we're just ignoring it. So we put it out on Facebook. These are some of your thoughts, and we had hundreds, did we not?
We did, a lot of people commenting.
Yeah. Judith Arslan says, no, you can't legalise cannabis. It causes paranoia. Well, Judith, lots of things cause lots of things to people. The NHS is strapped enough, and mental health care is rubbish at the moment. There will be more cases of mental illness, especially amongst the younger generation. People should grow up and raise their children in a decent, loving environment instead of wasting money on a high that will lead to mental health issues. Yeah, interesting, Judith. I think lots of things in life cause mental and physical health problems, but you can't stop people doing it. And sure, I don't smoke cigarettes, and I don't like people smoking around me, but people will smoke and they can go and do it somewhere else as far as I'm concerned. Mark Holt, proper medical cannabis for dire conditions, yes. But smoking cannabis for any chav bag McDougal that says they have a pain, no. Oh, Mark, grow up. Jill Worsley says, no way. The side effects of that awful stuff is horrible. My son was hooked in it for 10 months. His paranoia was awful. And when he wasn't smoking it, his temper and mood swings were awful to live with. Jill, some people are badly affected by all sorts of stuff, my love, but... You know, if things are controlled and looked after, then at least we would hope that the stuff that you, people get given or buy or whatever is good. And if we don't do this, you know, Jill, what happens is people turn to these so-called legal highs, which are far more dangerous. I am not advocating, by the way, taking drugs. I mean, I like a few drinks myself. And a cup of coffee. But, you know, I think we would all be better off if we didn't use things that distorted our minds. I think there are quite a lot of medical benefits to cannabis, by the way, which has been proved. But I think you'd be much better off not using a mind-bending drug. But people will. And for that reason, you can't stop it. And if it's prohibited, then the gangsters get involved. And that is an added, you know, the amount of money we are wasting... with the police forces now trying to sort out drug-related crime is ridiculous. Never mind the NHS. Neil Evans says, absolutely not. Remember the question we asked, should we follow the US, some US states and other countries, and legalise cannabis? Neil says, no. Had you asked me 10 years ago, I'd have wholeheartedly said yes, but it is still and always will be a gateway drug, legal or not. So making it legal is only going to give the impression that it's okay and safe, and it is not. Neil, no, I'm sorry, mate. It hasn't worked. It won't work. My thoughts, interesting. A lot of people against it. Jan Hayes says, legalize it. But more importantly, medical-grade cannabis on prescription for chronic pain should be available now. Jason Crowley says, yes, the so-called war on drugs is futile. We should legalize and regulate it. Yep, see, that's my views on it. David Booth says, the issue is that no one is interested in stamping down on illegal drugs in the UK. Cannabis use is happening everywhere, legal or not. Busting the odd greenhouse or cellar where the stuff is growing has made no dent in the supply of the stuff. And it won't, David, because when you clamp down on it in one place, it'll just spring up in another place. So it will just be an ongoing problem. Prohibition hasn't... Listen, Listen, even if legalization doesn't work, we don't know, try it for a couple of years. Try it for a couple of years and see how it goes. Maybe that would be an idea. What else have we got here? Bill Roberts, hello, Billy, says, no, we shouldn't legalize it, but for those who find it provides them with a medical benefit, some form should be available to them on prescription. Tina Paloma, sorry, but I say a big fat yes. I see my friends smoke cannabis for pain relief because the tablets they have taken have made them feel even more crap. And no, they haven't turned into junkies, she says. Barry Love says, providing they also legalize it, being smoked in public and when driving or any other such activity where concentration will be impaired and altered. Providing they also legislate. Did I say legalize? That's ridiculous. Sorry, Barry, didn't read that right. Yeah, absolutely. If you take anything that alters your mind, then quite frankly, you shouldn't be allowed to do anything. And I don't think you should be able to do it in public either. And I don't think, as you know, I don't think that people should be smoking ordinary cigarettes out in public either. So that's what I think. What do you think? You can get in touch another way, jameswellradio@gmail.com. Right, I got that off my chest. I feel slightly better.
Good, good.
What do you mean, good, good?
Well, I like, you know...
You got any views?
I think it should be legalised. I think it should be only legal to use in your own premises. And I think if you get found with using non-government-supplied cannabis, it should be a crime. And it should be sold in sealed packaging, and it should only be opened on your premises. And then that would sort out.
That's very good. You've thought about it, Robert. You've given it some thought.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone should sell it other than... pharmacies, so I don't want to see any corner shops selling it.
Now, shall we finish off with questions?
Questions, yeah, we got some big questions.
Have we got any questions?
We got some big questions this week.
Oh, not big questions, not like the big question.
No, as in multiple lines of me to read.
Oh dear, do you want me to read the question and you answer it?
No, that wouldn't be a good idea.
Okay, right, off you go. Go on, let's have the first one.
Bernard Daniel Armstrong.
Bernard. Hello, Bernard. Lovely to have you with us, yeah.
Is it time to cut all the PC crap and hire police officers that look the part, 6-foot-plus rugby players instead of anorexic dweebs that can't do anything without backup?
I've actually thought that myself, you know, Bernard. You go to other countries and the police officers look tough. Men or women, they look athletic. They look the part. And we do seem to have quite a lot of Mr. Plods over here, don't we? And I know they cut the height restrictions as well, but I personally, me, I think you need to be of a certain stature to be a police officer. That's my view. I mean, you know, we have community sort of support officers now. They seem to be quite popular. And so maybe community support officers, they can be of any shape or size. Within reason, but I think proper police officers need to look the part. I would agree, Bernard.
Okay, now here's an even bigger question.
Oh, right.
Jean Matheson.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Jeannie.
Well, my question today comes from a debate between my daughter and I. At the risk of causing some blushes here for some men, I want to know, why are guys self-conscious about being bald? Given that, in my own humble opinion, the hottest guys on earth happen to be of the slaphead persuasion. Jason Statham, Bruce Willis, and go on then, James, include yourself.
Of course, I would. I get stopped regularly and asked for my autograph as Bruce Willis. Gene, I don't know why some men are embarrassed about having no hair on their head. I can't think of anything worse than too much bodily hair. I don't know if did I share this with you the other day? I had my head shaved at my hairdresser's on Monday week, mm-hmm. With a cutthroat razor. Did we talk about this before? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
No? Oh, they've got a new machine. I've had my ears and my nose waxed.
How did they get the wax up your nose?
Well, you're lying back, obviously, on the barber's chair, and some liquid wax into your nose, right?
Yeah.
And then they put one of those kind of cotton buds in it while it's still soft, and then they leave it. It's not too doesn't run right the back of your nose, which is And then they leave it until it goes hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come along, get hold of the cotton bud and yank it out.
Does that make your eyes go a bit funny?
I tell you what, it was interesting, but afterwards, ah, oh, fabulous. And, you know, unfortunately, men, I don't know if women do this, men and noses and ears for men, as you get a little older, begin to sprout unwanted hair.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've had to do the old tweezer movement myself.
Oh, no, 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 that's too much of an aggravation. So I am sitting in the barber's with a couple of cotton buds out of each ear and out of each nostril. Must have looked very nice.
Oh, dear.
And, right. And you know, so they fill your ear up and it solidifies and then they pull it out.
Aren't you more susceptible to illnesses now, though?
No. No, absolutely not. Anyway, so no, I don't know. I think any man who is lucky enough to not have to have a lot of hair on his head should be, you know, should be commended for having it cut short. Guys, you don't need long hair.
Okay, right. Bill Roberts.
Bill.
Do women mind if a man has a small willy? A friend of mine wants to know.
I don't think so, Bill, no. Ridiculously stupid question. Bill, don't ask me something like that again. This is a serious broadcast. I really do not want that kind of smut on my radio show. And you should know better for even reading the question out.
If I don't read the question out, I get complaints.
I don't give a stuff.
Okay.
Not every question can be read out on the programme. Come on, we're running out of time. I've got to go.
Okay, Kevin Walsh. How long is a piece of string, and will it shrink or grow after Brexit?
I think it'll probably shrink after Brexit, and a piece of string is from here to there.
Do you want to know the proper mathematical equation for how long a piece of string is?
Oh, don't tell me there is such a thing.
Of course there is.
What?
Twice the distance from the centre to the end.
The distance from the centre to the end
times two
is the length of a piece of string.
Times two.
Time set. Well, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Or distance from one end to the other.
That's not very mathematical, is it?
No, but it's the same, isn't it? How long is a piece of string? Well, it's the distance from one end to the other.
Correct.
Voila. Or as I said, from here to there.
The distance from the beginning to the end divided by one.
Moving on.
Or multiplied by one.
Oh, flipping. Move on.
Okay. Paul Kitchener.
Hello, Paul.
I would like to hear people's views on videotaping the police while doing their job. I understand many people want to feel they are being treated... What?
Oh, let me do it. I understand people may want to if they feel they are being treated unfairly, but goading them into an argument and putting them on YouTube can't be right, can it? No, Paul, I don't think it is. But I think a policeman should rise above it. I love to film people who are annoying me. Just get my phone out, turn it on, and they want to have an argument, I film them.
I'd have read that properly if there was a comma.
Oh, it's not your fault.
No, there's no comma. There was a comma missing. That's why it didn't make any sense.
Right. I've got a couple more, and okay. Then I've got to go. Come on.
Alan Bailey, who was yep. Mother Brown of the Knees Up fame?
Who was Mother Brown of the Knees Up fame?
Hmm.
Well, she was married to Father Brown. Everybody knows that.
Okay, Jim Blair.
A little bell go in the background there, did I hear?
No, no bells. No bells.
You sure?
No bells.
Okay, go on.
Jim Blair. He's not related, I don't think. Who coined the phrase to coin a phrase?
Who coined a phrase to coin a phrase?
Mm.
Well, the phrase writer. The phrase writer coined a friend to, yeah.
Fraser.
Fraser, yeah. Fraser. He coined the Fraser.
Okay, and last one then. Tina Gain. What is the right time to put up Christmas decorations?
The old Christmas decoration question. I don't think I care, to be honest, because I don't celebrate Christmas. So in our house, we don't put any. We don't send Christmas cards. We don't put up decorations. And, do you know, I get really annoyed, very annoyed, if one of my neighbours starts hanging those bloody stupid lights outside their house. So I would say, Tina, that I would put your Christmas decorations up on the 24th and take them down on the 26th if you want a definitive answer.
March the 3rd, I think.
Bah, bollocks. Oh, you'll have a lot of editing on this programme, won't you, today?
Yes, I will have a lot of editing. There'll be loads of beeps and I'll get loads more complaints that they've had beeps going in their ear.
Anyway, listen, I've had a lovely time doing this. Rob, thank you very much indeed. Thank you to everybody for tuning in, for listening. This has been a James Whale Radio broadcast, engineered and produced by Rob, and you will find it here again. And if you want to find more, go to the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, if you haven't already been there, and choose some of your great gifts for Christmas.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Right, I'm off.
Are you going now?
Yeah, I am.
I can't keep you for a little bit longer.
Why?
Because I'm looking at the timer and we've got, like, a few more seconds.
No, I've had enough now. I tell you what, bung in a couple of commercials, all right, for the shop.
Yeah, buy some stuff from the shop. There we
buy
go.
Buy some stuff from the shop.
That,
yeah.
We're over now. We're over. You've made us go over.
Oh, dear. Go.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.